I'm Walt Lindelow with a look at what's going on in our community. Tom Jane, the superintendent of the Gwinn Area Community Schools, joined us today for our Tuesday superintendent series, and we talked about a millage proposal that is going before voters in the school district coming up in May. Here's more details from Gwinn Area Community Schools Superintendent Tom Jane.
May 3rd, we will be asking our voters to go out and vote and hopefully support a $4.4 million bond proposal. And that would entail, $1 million increase on your homestead or non-homestead tax. And it would be for 15 years. And then to the average homeowner in our school district, it would be approximately $30 more a year on their property taxes.
What are you looking to do with the funds that would be raised?
Our major needs are new roofs. Our K.I. Sawyer roof, unfortunately, has got leaks. Busing. As you know, around here, we have large districts. We're looking to replenish our bus fleet. We have buses as old as 1998. 8 new buses, new roofs for our schools. Parking lots are in bad shape. Repave our parking lots. Our indoor bleachers in our high school gym facility are original. They're 50 years old. They need to be replaced. And technology. Those are the major four issues. Just like any other school district, or I always equate it to having a house. You know, maybe your house is 1,500 square feet or 2,000 square feet. We'll multiply by that hundreds of thousands. Mm-hmm. And our average age of our buildings is over 50 years old. The three buildings, they're just basic necessities.
You know, you talk about that, and that's easy to see with the brick and mortar kind of projects. But one of the more maybe almost unseen things that is mentioned in this group is the technology challenges. And you're trying to keep the students, the staff, the teachers, everybody connected, having that interactive technology that everybody's used to. But that just doesn't happen right on its own either.
That's a huge endeavor and point. You're right. I mean, about every 5 to 7 years, you almost have to replace what just your computers. But what the public doesn't see is the behind the scenes hardware that goes into technology, your switches, your wiring, your servers, etc., which also have a short lifespan that need to be upgraded. And in order to get the information, you have to, that's the backbone of your information, is the infrastructure that people don't see.
Yeah, and you're talking about that, Tom, and I know, you know, a lot of kids come to school, even as kindergartners, and very, very tech savvy, and you have to be able to work with that. But there's also teaching equipment that has to do with technology as well. That's right. Very important.
Correct, and we have a goal to replace our desktop computers with laptops for our teachers, so they're 24/7, 365 mobile. They can also work then from home, or they don't have to come in on the weekends. It just makes it more efficient, and they can walk around the classroom and use that laptop as a mobile device as well, so they're not just geared to the desk if they need to project something on the wall. So they're the basic needs of every other school district in the United States, if not the local area. And one point that really stuck out when I was doing research is Gwinn, fortunately, throughout its history, the three buildings that we currently operate were all built by the base, by the government. We have never asked the public for a mill, except when we closed our middle school back in 2009 and filled in our pool in our high school and have the middle school there now. So we currently have a 0.49 mill, which is approximately $15 a year to the average homeowner. This would add another 30, and we would still be the lowest milled district in our surrounding area with a 1.49 mill. We have schools up to 8.3 mills supporting their districts.
If people want to find out more about specifics with this millage proposal, what's the best way to get a hold of you?
Go on our school website. We have a 10-page PowerPoint that was just uploaded. And they can call me at 346-9283. And on that website, we have 13 meetings scheduled from now till May 2nd to talk about it.
That's the comments of Gwinn Area Community Schools Superintendent Tom Jane. For Great Lakes Radio News, I'm Walt Lindelaw.